Hey everyone, it's Charlie Morgan here, and in this video, I'm going to explain how to actually become successful and get rich and make a ton of money so that you basically become a person that no one can recognize. How do you become really successful? Well, I've managed to figure this out, and I'm 25 at the moment. I make about eight figures, like $10 million a year, give or take, and I have a pretty good life, and I'm happy with how things are going. And if you're unhappy with how things are going right now, and you're not happy with your life, then this video should help you address that and basically become successful. Now, just to show you that I actually do have some inkling that I know what I'm talking about, I want to show you where I live, because apparently I'm supposed to make some sort of attempt at building authority. There's actually an interesting psychology bias called the authority bias, right? I don't know if you can see this, but I live on the Palm in Dubai. It's cool. Yeah, I make loads of money. You can tell I wasn't bullied as a child, right? But look, there's a psychology bias, a cognitive bias called the authority misweighing tendency. And it states that we're more likely to listen to people that actually have what we want or in some way, shape or form have authority. So that's why I have to pathetically flex on you like that. But look, everything aside, I'm going to tell you a few things that I know or that I've learned going from someone who's dead broke and pretty hopeless and useless to someone who has actually built a business of value and has been able to sustain that for, you know, 7 or 8 years. Now, the other thing is this video, I don't know how long it's going to be, but if you can't sit through and watch a half an hour, 1 hour video, whatever it's going to be, 20 minute video on how to do this, then you don't deserve to be successful, right? If you're all like jittery and you're trying to like shiny object and you're just going from video to video, you're never going to do anything or achieve anything worthwhile. So what's the first principle, right? What do we need to actually reason from and begin with? Success is essentially a state. It's a byproduct of our behavior. And we need to understand the first principle of the human condition so that you can optimize and routinize your behavior and basically, you know, get what you want. Okay. So really, it's all about one simple word, okay? And that is sacrifice. Now, I know that immediately this single weird, like, abstract term doesn't really click into your the idiosyncrasy that you're expecting. You know, in this video, I'm not going to talk about SMMA. So you might be like, oh, no, I know this. I know I need to sacrifice. I've heard enough David Goggins or I've listened to enough, you know, Chris Williamson podcasts to know, like, it's all about giving stuff up. Respect to those guys, by the way. But what does this actually mean? Because if you understood what sacrifice meant and you knew that it was like necessary for success, then you'd already be successful, right? Or you wouldn't be doing things that were counterintuitive to your goal. So don't click off just because you assume you already know everything about this. In fact, one of the first things you have to understand to become successful is humility, right? And it's understanding that people who are ahead of you know more about the world than you do. And when you listen to them talk, you should pay attention. And when they give you a piece of advice that you think you already know everything about, you probably don't, right? So I'm going to tell you about this. And, you know, I'll make a deal with you. How about this? I'm going to tell you about sacrifice. I'm going to tell you what I know about it and how you can use it to become successful in a way you've never heard before. And if you think it's a load of rubbish or you already know it and you've already heard it before, then you can dislike the video and just leave a nasty comment. All right? Sound like a good idea? Sound like a plan? Right. Negotiation over. Take that. Right. As a human being, you have two things at your disposal. You have time and you have energy, okay? These are the two things that you have to play with, right? Energy is basically like you eat food, you digest that food, that food turns into glycogen or ketones. You basically have calorific potential that you can expend through behavior and through cognition, right? So energy is broken down into, it's burned in two ways. It's burned into cognition and it's burned into behavior, right? So for example, if you went on a run, you're going to use energy. Or if you were reading a book or making an important decision in your company, you're also going to use energy, right? Now, the thing about these two things is we tend to use a lot more energy in our cognition than we do in our behavior, but depending on your behaviors, you can use a lot more. The second thing you have is time, right? And this thing just branches out into all sorts of different things. But this is a really interesting principle because time is very universal, right? We all have 24 hours in the day to attend to what we want to do. And so why is it that if we all have the same amount of energy, well, we don't all have the same amount of energy, but if we all have a similar amount of energy and a similar amount of time, like everyone, this is like a sort of universal trait, right? We all have energy and we all have the same amount of time. So why are people more successful than others? Well, you might argue, well, it's because successful people have more energy, right? If you look at and you read the biographies of people like Napoleon or Caesar or Alexander the Great or any of those, you know, great men throughout history, you'll find constant accounts of them, of these biographers and historians referring to them as people who have limitless energy, you know, and just basically an uninhibited like force of energy. But the chances are is you're not trying to conquer the world or build an empire. You probably just want to make 10K a month and have a girlfriend, right? Or maybe just make a little bit of money. So we don't need to concern ourselves too much with the extremes where these freaks of nature seem to have so much energy that it's terrifying. We're not worried about that. So what this basically becomes about is where these two things go. And this is going to loop into sacrifice in a second here. Because, you know, let's say that you have over here, you have 100 units of energy and you have 24 units of time. And let's say that these are how many units of these individual, well, actually it's not 24. Let's say, you know, after sleeping and, you know, doing everything you need to do, let's just be pessimistic and you sleep for 8 hours and you just mess around, whatever. Let's just say you've got 10 units of time, and this is obviously in hours, and 10 units or 100 units of energy, right? What you do with these two units determines the entire future state of your existence, right? It determines not only the state of your existence, but the existence of your children and your grandchildren and their grandchildren and generations to become, right? If you're not in a good place financially, it's probably because, you know, the people that came before you in your family line did not understand how to use their energy and time properly to become successful. And I'm not blaming them. I'm not saying it's your dad's fault or your mum's fault. But I'm saying that if you understand this, you can create generational wealth quite easily. So what is this about? Okay. So I want you to imagine for a second, and I can actually make an example here. So here's how this goes, right? You're going to, as you progress through your life, you should have a goal, right? And I'm going to draw this star here, right, to represent this goal, okay? And down here, if I just draw this, right, down here, you can see that, you can. Down here represents, you know, Earth. Right? This is where we are right now. We're on planet Earth, which is where we are. And this is obviously, we're just going to call this the atmosphere. Now, I am aware, through my very limited knowledge of physics, that you're not going to find stars in the atmosphere, right? They tend to be a little bit further away than that, but just we're going to keep it simple, right? So, basically, you're here on Earth, like this, okay? And you're looking up into the night sky, and you see what you want. But it's obviously quite far away and you have to get it. So what you need to do is you need to assemble, let's just say a rocket, right? So this here is a rocket, right? And the rocket that you're assembling, it's going to draw this and let's just pretend this is a rocket, right? Ta-da. It doesn't look like a rocket. You get the point, right? Now the rocket represents your business, okay? It represents the vehicle that you've chosen, whether it's SMMA or dropshipping or Amazon FBA, whether you knit for a living or whether you are a professional swimmer, like anything that you could think of that you're going to use to project yourself or, you know, get yourself to up here is the vehicle. Now, here's the thing, right? This bad boy demands fuel, right? You need something to fuel this rocket because you can build the rocket, i.e. you can build a website and you can build a sales script and you can build an email system. But the thing is we all know that that's not how you become successful, right? This thing needs fuel. You can build it at face level, but if it hasn't got any substance to it or it's got nothing running through it, it's not going to get very far. So essentially what you need to do on Earth, where you are right now, is assemble, I'm just going to refer to this, these are logs. What we're looking to do is we're looking to assemble a fire, right? Now, bear with me. This is going to get abstract and weird. This is the easiest way to explain it. This is a fire. I hope. Looks like one. I hope. And what you need to do is you need to do an audit on yourself, right? So let's just project you and yourself into this box here, right? And this is you. And so remember, we have time and we have energy. And essentially what you're doing right now is you're putting your time and energy into things that aren't fueling the rocket. And this fire represents an opportunity to burn something in your life and get rid of something in your life. And by putting, like, this fuel, by the way, is time and energy. Okay? This represents time and energy. It's a synonym for it, right? Metaphorically speaking. And so what you need to do is you need to look at your life and you need to ask yourself, where is my time and energy going? Right? These two finite resources that I cannot get back every day, what am I putting them into? So I'm going to list a couple of examples down, right? So let's say that we've got Instagram. Say we've got Xbox. Let's say we've also got, like Twitch streamers. You watch Twitch streams. Let's say we've got self-improvement, right? Let's say we've got fictional novels. I don't know, right? Like, you know, TikTok could be another example. You know, there's a lot of things that we do that we spend our time and energy on, right? You could have some up there, like you could have family time, right? You could have church, okay? So essentially, you need to do an audit on your life and ask yourself, where is my time and energy going? And if you say, I don't know, well, it's kind of stupid. Just think about what you did yesterday. Every action you took, every thought you processed took away from you the energy and the time that you could have put into fueling the rocket, right? And so essentially what we're doing is we're looking at these things that we do, right? And there should be one big thing on this, inside of this box, right, that you're doing. I'm going to draw a little compartment for this. And that is work. Okay? So what you need to do and what you need to understand is that something's got to be sacrificed. Something's got to go, right? Because you can't get more time and energy. It's impossible to get more time and more energy. You can get more energy by doing an elimination diet and exercising and meditating and stuff like that. And you can optimize the E, but not significantly. You can get more time. So when you do one of these things, any of these things, you are using your time and energy, right? Pretty simple. And you need to understand that right now in your life, through your day-to-day routines, you are partaking in activities that you shouldn't be. And I think that's pretty obvious, right? But the reason that you shouldn't be is because they're taking away time and energy. So what does this actually mean? Every time, right, let's just take TikTok down here, for example. I know it doesn't really read well, but let's just say you spend 45 minutes a day on TikTok, right? Scrolling through, getting all angry and emotional and weird, and just you're spending your time on it and just burning these ideology and stupid things into your brain. Well, if TikTok is taking you, you know, 45 minutes a day, you know, this is, you know, 3/4 of, you know, of 1 hour, right? And then let's just round up and say we spend an hour a day on TikTok, right? Well, this is taking you, remember earlier, we said we had 10 units of time and 100 units of energy, right? Well, let's say TikTok, you know, demands 1 unit of time, like this. And let's say that it just takes away a measly 7 units of energy, right? So what we have here immediately is leverage. Because what we want to do with all of these things is do a little bit of an audit and see how much time we're spending on these things. And if we remove TikTok from our behavior, then what we've just done is we've bought ourselves more time and we bought ourselves more energy. And your ability to achieve your goal and get to this state that you want to be in here is all about how much work you can do, right? And how much you can actually put into this thing. And so what we can do by basically, if I just write TikTok here, if you sacrifice, this is the key word, sacrifice TikTok and stop using it, well, now suddenly you've got another hour each day and another 7 units of energy each day. And what we can do using like an accounting method is reallocate this, you know, capital of success into work, which is the thing that actually matters, right? So that's what would happen if we got rid of TikTok, right? So just by getting rid of TikTok, we've gained +1 time and +7 energy, for example, right? So let's say we're looking at the list again, right? And I can give you an example of what I've got rid of, right? So I wrote Xbox up here. I used to play Xbox quite a lot, right? And one day I realized Like I was spending like 2 hours a day on the thing, and then it was more like 3 hours net per day, because on Sundays and Saturdays I just spend my entire day on the Xbox, right? And so really, like, the Xbox was a big one for me. So if we extrapolated out the capital that the Xbox was requiring from us, it would be like 3 hours of time. And like, I got quite good at it, right? I got pretty good at Xbox. I spent a lot of time watching videos about how to get better at Call of Duty, because I used to play Call of Duty and Rebirth Island and stuff. My kill death ratio was pretty neat as well. And like, I'd spent a lot of time like figuring out the best loadouts and like learning how to do the movement and practicing and like all these things. So honestly, I would say objectively, the Xbox was probably taking like 15 units of energy, you know, per day. And what I did is I got rid of it. I sacrificed it. Sacrifice is basically defined as the voluntary removal of something from your life you fundamentally do not want to remove, right? The only time a sacrifice is really happening is when you want to do something, but you're not doing it for the greater good of your company or your success, okay? And so what I was able to do is remove my Xbox and reallocate this capital back into my work. So by removing the Xbox, I had an extra 3 hours a day net, right, over the course of an average week, and an extra 15 units of energy. Now, the thing about your work and the thing about becoming successful is the more time you spend on your craft, or the more time you spend doing what you do, and the more energy that you take and put into that thing, is basically the better you become, right? So all of these things, and I honestly want you to make a list here, right? Just list down everything you do. It doesn't matter if it's just taking a quick 10-minute cigarette break once a day, or it could be anything. It could be whether you think it's good or bad, right? For example, up here, I've written family time and church. You probably don't want to sacrifice those things, right? There are going to be things in your life that I would call biological or spiritual imperatives, right? For example, if you meditate every day, or if you journal every day, those are healthy, good habits that, funnily enough, actually feed back into work, right? And so what you eventually want to do is remove everything. Now, you'll notice here how I've crossed out self-improvement. Well, that's quite a saucy and contradictory thing to say, Charlie. But the truth is that self-improvement honestly hinders your ability to become successful. Because if you want to improve yourself, all you have to do is set a goal that by its nature demands you to become someone different. And the goal will do all of the work for you. So, for example, you shouldn't be looking to improve yourself. You shouldn't be looking to, you know, level up your individuality. You should be setting a goal, and the goal will determine who you need to become to achieve it. And it's through the achievement of the goal that you will improve. So say, for example, you hate your life and your goal is to make 10K a month through high ticket sales. Well, in order for you to do that, you have to be, you know, sharp and articulate, which you might not be right now. You probably have to take good care of your health, because you can't be turning up to calls like all sluggish and, you know, stupid. And basically, like, what a goal does is it will force you to behave in the right way to achieve it. And so I don't really believe in self-improvement. This is a contradictory thing to say, right, to people on YouTube. I don't really believe in that whole thing. Like, reading the books and, like, you know, meditating, like, you do it for the goal. Don't do it for yourself. This is why you self-sabotage, because you hate yourself. Deep down, you don't feel like you deserve anything. And deep down, you don't feel as though you should be improved, because you know what you've done. You know what you're like. You know what you've done in the past. You know that you haven't got any utility or use. And I'm not saying this is exactly the truth with you all the time. But my point here is, like, don't worry about self-improvement. Worry about the goal and try to achieve the goal. And if you just try to achieve a goal, you will improve. So you still want to improve yourself, but people have got the relationship between goal and self-improvement completely inverted. You need to have a reason to become someone. Don't just try to improve yourself just to improve yourself. Try to improve yourself so you can achieve a future state that you wish to desire. Because there's not much point in just, like, you know, being a better person. Obviously there is, right? You want to improve yourself. But it's really difficult to stick consistently, linearly, consistently improve yourself when you're not doing it for a specific reason, because it's painful to do it. You have to have a why. Nietzsche said, he who has a why, embarrass anyhow. So that's another thing that I chucked on the fire, the self-improvement thing. Like, I would still do behaviors that improve myself, but only for my goal. So get rid of it all, because what happens is all of this energy and time that you can put into work, what's going to start to happen here? I'm going to write a thing here before I forget. What's going to start to happen here is every time you get rid of something, right? Every time you get rid of Instagram Reels or watching Twitch for 20 minutes a day or watching YouTube videos or doing something that isn't work, that doesn't, you know, contradict your health, what you're doing is you're taking it and you're burning it on the fire, right? And I want you to imagine here that through the combustion that happens as a result of burning one of these behavioral entities into this flame, what you start to do is you start to create fuel, right? And when you burn something, when it's gone, you basically free up your energy and time, because what happens when we get rid of one of these things, we add more time and energy. And the fuel that's going to make this rocket go, if you remember earlier, is time and it is energy. And so this is basically the nature of sacrifice. We have something that we're doing right now that we find pleasure in or we find enjoyment from, and we remove it. And through that removal, we create this chasm, this vacuum of potential. Because this time and energy has to go somewhere. It won't just linger around. You're not just going to sit and stare at a wall for 3 hours and just, like, you know, have the extra energy lying around. It has to be channeled into something. And so this is why you have to remove it all. Because if you remove Xbox and then you just take this time and energy and you put it back into Twitch, well, that's just stupid. You're not going to get any further forward, right? Now, I know what you're saying here, because you're probably now saying, oh, but Charlie, I need Xbox, or I need TikTok, or I need this, or I need that. You're probably starting to make excuses, and the word you're probably using is I need, right? I need to have these things because they keep me happy, or they stop me from burning out, or anything like that. Well, the truth is that you don't need them. And if you're wondering why you don't need them, it's because there's lots of people that don't do these things that are perfectly fine. So I know it's obviously, like, painful, but you don't need them. They're not necessary, and you need to get over it. You know, if you are over the age of 18, or if you're, like, becoming a man, a lot of these things are very pathetic to do. If you're a grown man and you're on Instagram, what on earth is wrong with your brain? And I'm not talking about, like, using Instagram for business. I'm talking about, like, just posting pictures of yourself, like selfies and stuff. If you're a grown man and you're scrolling through TikTok, what on earth are you doing? You're a grown man, or you're growing into a man, and you're spending time on TikTok. It is pathetic. It is a completely pathetic thing to do. You're a grown man and you're spending your time on video games. It's pathetic. Now, I know what you might be then thinking. And what you're thinking is, well, if I can't do any of these things, all I can do is work. I'm going to burn myself out and I'm going to become miserable because all I'm doing is work. I'm not suggesting that all you do is work. You need to take a break. So what you have to do is remove these things. You have to replace them with something else, right? Because we still need to have downtime, and we still need to have time to do things that we want, right? Otherwise, it's just work and you're just boring, right? So what I did when I removed all of these bad behaviors is I replaced it with reading. I replaced it with movies. I replaced it with conversations. Oh, damn. So what I do now, really with my spare time, is I read stuff. The key to the reading thing, if you want reading to be relaxing and you want to replace all of your recreational scummy activities that are quite pathetic with something productive, at least not destructive, I find that reading biographies is really helpful. Do not read, like, non-fiction, heavy-hitting knowledge books when you're trying to relax. Because if you're trying to fall asleep and you're reading, like, Principles by Ray Dalio before you fall asleep, it's not particularly relaxing and you're not actually getting rest. Your brain's not switching off. But what I've been able to do is figure out that reading biographies and, you know, biographic things of successful people is kind of like watching a movie or kind of like watching a show. It will take you months to get used to this stimulus because it's significantly less stimulating than the Xbox or the short form content thing. But ultimately, the great thing about reading biographies specifically is you learn a lot as you read them. It's also the same thing with documentaries, right? You know, basically documentaries, biographies, any form of media that is essentially a medium for lessons through entertainment is a pretty good way to do it, right? But the other thing that I do is I watch movies, right? So movies, like specifically older movies, like ones that haven't been made in the last 10 years, even the last 5 years, they're quite good for you, right? They're good for your attention span. I watched Pulp Fiction today. It was like 2.5 hours long. And, like, I found myself every 20 minutes, like, thinking, like, I want to check my phone, I was going to check my emails. And, like, when you're watching a movie, it teaches you to just sustain your attention onto one specific thing, like a storyline, right? So that's another thing that you can add. or like want a series, right? So I'm rewatching Peaky Blinders for like the fifth time, right? And like, just watch the series. Don't watch a bunch of series at once, right? If I'm watching a series, that's the only series I'm watching. And what you're looking to try and achieve through these things is the habit of completing things, where you're watching one series and you don't start another series until you finish that one series. Because modern day stimuli for entertainment are not that damaging if they are longer form and you focus. Because what you're going to do is train your brain to do what you need to do at work in these things. The other thing I've done is change the conversations. So now, instead of like aimlessly sitting around and doing stupid stuff like playing on my Xbox, I sit out and talk to my business partner, or I call my friends, or I talk to my team, or I talk to my family, right? And that's a pretty good thing to do. And the last one is documentaries. This is the same as reading biographies, but just with documentaries, you can learn a lot. And so essentially, once you've burned all of this, like, because these aren't going to take as much time and energy as the other things, because they're not as exciting. And also, like, they're just less stimulating, less like rewarding, less chaos, right? And so the first thing you want to do if you want to become successful and rich is understand that something's got to give. There's a quote from Sam Evans, my beloved mentor, Sam, that says that if you're not willing to sacrifice, if you're not willing to make sacrifices for your goal, then your goal becomes the sacrifice. And nothing could be more true, right? And so look at everything you're doing, get rid of it, and then take this time and energy and put it into work. And so what we're looking to do is we're looking to throw things onto the fire, right? The big fire. And basically, the more stuff you throw on the fire, i.e. the more stuff you sacrifice, the brighter this flame burns, the more fuel you get, and we can have combustion to take this rocket to the goal, right? That's how this works. It's a simple way to think, but a painful way to think, because you've got to give up a lot of things. For example, this is currently Sunday. It is about 7 p.m. and I'm making a YouTube video. I could be, you know, watching a Twitch stream, or I don't know what people do these days, right? But you've got to get rid of it. You've got to get rid of it. I had to, like, you know, like throw out my Xbox. I threw out all of my junk food as well. Like, I can actually show you this. This might be an interesting thing for you to see. Because one thing I had to sacrifice was junk food and bad food, right? If I take you, I can show you some sacrifice in real time, right? If I take you to my fridge, you know, the fridge and the cupboards is really where most of the sacrifice is going to be made. Because if you can get rid of bad food, you can get rid of nearly everything. Right, so if I show you my freezer, all you can see in here is just some steaks. And if I show you my fridge here, don't know if you can see that, but all there really is in there is steaks and eggs and a cold steak that looks pretty harrowing. It looks like Gandhi's flip-flop. You'll also see some alcohol in here. I'm still light. I have a beer every now and then. I'm not going to make, like, extreme sacrifices in every single regard. There's nothing wrong with, like, the odd drink. It's just when you drink all the time. So I might have, like, one beer a week, or two beers, like, every 2 weeks or something. And then sometimes I'll go wild and get drunk. Like, I'm not this paragon of discipline. I'll give you an example. Like, Friday night, I went to an Irish bar here in Dubai with some friends. And we all got a little bit drunk. And I was hungover the next day, and it sucked. But that happens maybe once every, like, 2-3 months for me, right? Like, I'm a human being, and you can do the same thing. It's just when you do it too often that you create problems, right? So that's just me being honest with you. I haven't got perfect at this whole sacrifice thing, but I've got good enough at it to be able to become somewhat successful, right? And everyone that you watch online that preaches discipline and self-improvement, they do the same thing for the most part, at least the ones that I know. So this then all becomes about work, right? Because what we're trying to do here is we're taking all of this stuff, burning it on the fire, and taking the gains, you know, the plunders of the sacrifice, and we're putting it all into work, right? And so I'm going to just rub this off, and we're going to talk about work, right? And we're going to talk about a specific type of work. So if I just get this pen here. So work is an interesting idea, because essentially, what work is, if we once again reason from the first principle, is it is expending your time and energy onto actions that create results. Okay? Time and energy going into actions to get results. Right? This is what work really is. And work is basically pretty painful. right? It's not always nice, and you're going to have to do things that you don't want to do to get what you want. I think that's pretty obvious, right? But where work gets really interesting is we want to re-perform, and this is where it gets exciting. If you've made it past the 30-minute mark, I congratulate you, because you're about to learn a little secret that successful people know and use. So once again, we can redraw this diagram and we can do it for work. Because most people think that the leverage comes in your personal life, which mostly it does. You can get maybe 80% of the success from just your personal life, but if you want to go the extra mile, which you always should be looking to do, then you want to do this. So we have you on the ground again, right? And we have your goal up here, the thing you want to achieve. We have the rocket once again. Just going to draw this time, you know, forgive me, it's terrible, but this is a rocket, right? And then once again, we can extrapolate your psyche out into a box of actions, right? And then once again, we have down here the fire. So what you want to do is, the real key to getting to $10,000 a month is the personal thing. Right. If you want to get from zero to 10K a month, then it's all about making sacrifices in your personal life to put as much time and energy into the work as possible. Right. However, if you want to get to 100 grand a month or a million a month, unfortunately, I can't really teach you how to get beyond a million a month because I haven't gone beyond that. That's kind of where I am right now. So I'm not qualified to teach you how to get beyond that. However, I have an inkling that this principle will, the validity of it will sustain itself as I become more successful. But if I am wrong, I'll make a video and tell you, right? But once again, we have the goal up here in space or the atmosphere. And so what we're looking to do, once again, is we're looking to have as much fuel as possible. Now, what is fuel once again? Well, it's energy and it's time, right? So what's happening here? Okay. So what I'm about to teach you is one of the most important lessons you can learn in the world, at least from my perspective. And it's about leverage, right? Leverage. So with your work, you should have things that you do, right? And I can give you, I'm just going to give you some examples specifically for my work, right? So my goal right now is to become a billionaire, right? $1 billion. And I need to work to achieve that, okay? And so I'm going to make a list of everything that I do in my day, right? So talk to team. Actually, no, let's not do me because I've got this one pretty dialed in and it won't be as valuable, I'm thinking. Let's say that you're trying to build a marketing agency, right? And that's your business. Now, you might not be in that camp of entrepreneur, but you can probably get the point and extrapolate into your own life. So these are the things that you do on a day-to-day basis with your work. So the first thing you have to do is you have to do enough work. Before you can optimize your work, you have to optimize your personal life. And that is basically sacrificing things that you're doing in your personal life that don't in any way, shape, or form constitute the achievement of your goal. If anything, they actually do the complete opposite, right? Where if you're watching a Twitch stream, you're actually inhibiting your ability to achieve your goal because you're frying your attention span, you're getting cheap dopamine and wiring your brain for short-term instant gratification, which is just silly. So what's in the work camp? Well, let's just say that there's an early-stage entrepreneur. And let's say every day they do invoices, right? Let's say they do outreach. Let's say they do like web design. Let's say they do their branding, right? Branding. Let's say they also do, they work on their product. Now, what else do people do in their day? What did I do when I was sort of starting out? They do research. You know, they listen to like podcasts, like business podcasts in their work day. They reply to their emails. What else do they do? Yeah, let's say they're also like, they're making Instagram posts and social stuff. And then let's then say they also talk to their team. Right. There's going to be more things like this. But now, what you have to learn to do now, sorry, I have my back turned to you for an awfully long time, how rude, right? What you have to do now is look at everything you do in work and apply the same principle, because all of these things are taking time and energy. So if you're spending 10 hours a day on work, which is really the minimum you should be if you want to become successful, if you believe the four-hour work week for a minute is a good idea, then I'm awfully sorry to tell you that you are being an absolute idiot, my friend. Cretin, even. So don't think that, because I don't know anyone that's become successful in working 4 hours a week. And I know quite a lot of successful people. So there's a pattern, right? Trust me. So what we're doing again is, you know, we're trying to basically isolate the most important thing. So remember when I said earlier the word leverage? Well, the best form of leverage we want to achieve is asymmetric leverage. Right, what does asymmetry mean? Quick lesson in some abstractions. Asymmetry is basically defined as a skewed relationship between inputs and outputs. And asymmetry basically means putting the least amount of effort or input into a system to get the biggest reward and outcome. And so what we need to understand in business is there are certain actions in our day-to-day life that drive the biggest reward. And if we put all of our time and energy into those specific actions, i.e. we focus on the things that we can do that drive the biggest result, we get the most result. Because I hate to tell you that everything that you do in your work day, everything that you're working on, not all actions are equal, right? Not all actions are equal in the outcome and the result they can actually achieve on the business. Because if my goal is to be a billionaire here, well, I don't know any billionaires that listen to their emails, right? I don't know any billionaires that actually read and reply to their emails. They have an assistant, right? I don't know any billionaires that, well, I don't actually know any billionaires, right? But I'm guessing here, and you can guess with me. I don't know of any billionaires that are going to sit around and just listen to podcasts. I don't know of any billionaires that are going to sit around and do random research unless it's very intentful, like Elon learning about rocket science, right? I don't know any billionaires that post on their cute little Instagram page. I don't know any billionaires that worry about their branding. Obviously they do, but they don't do it themselves, right? So what I'm doing here, let's just say that you're an agency and you want to get to 100 grand a month, or you're a consultant and you want to get to 100 grand a month, right? In order for you to do that, you have to isolate the activities that drive the biggest result. It's very simple, right? The term asymmetry means putting in the least amount to get the biggest result, right? I'm trying to think of an example here, but it would kind of be like, you know, a chef cooking food, right? Like if you're making like a curry, right? And you're trying to make the curry as spicy as possible by putting in the smallest amount of, this is obviously a weird abstraction, right? But if you're trying to make a curry that is as spicy as possible using the smallest amount of chili possible, then you're gonna pick the hottest chili, right? So like, for example, a Carolina Reaper or a Ghost Pepper, like some of the hottest chilies in the world, they are asymmetric in terms of their surface area to spice level. That's an example of asymmetry, where in order for you to get the same amount of spice, like in a curry or like a dish, not that you use a jalapeno in a dish, but let me give you an example, right? You might need 700 jalapenos to have the same spice level as like a third of a Carolina Reaper. That's asymmetry. And so what we're looking to do here with our activities is isolate what's the Carolina Reaper and what's the jalapeno, right? What if we focus on, it requires the least amount of effort to get the biggest result. And like, so I can tell you what I'm doing right now in my work to basically make this happen, right? So my entire workload at the moment really consists of a couple of things, right? It consists of, I'm just gonna write this here. So I'm basically, can you see over here? Yes, you can. So it consists of YouTube, it consists of ads, it consists of management, and it consists of product, okay? And also finances. So in my business right now, with where I am, what I've really done is I've isolated the key actions, the key activities that if I put effort into, drive the biggest result and reward in business. So you might have heard of the Pareto principle before, you know, the whole 80-20 principle. And this is kind of how this works, right? What you're looking to do is you're looking to isolate like the 20% of actions and activities that you perform in your work that get 80% of the results, right? Because a lot of the stuff you're doing at work is just cope. You don't need to do it. So if you're trying to start a business and get to 100K a month, it's really just about two things. It's about outreach and product. So I can tell you now that really the most asymmetric thing you actually can focus on in your business ever is your product. And that's why for the last 2 months, I've spent pretty much every single ounce of time I have on my product. I'm working on a new module called Consulting Nirvana. And it's basically gonna be a series of 30 videos for our program that explains how to transition from an agency to a consulting business, or how to transition from one-on-one coaching to a consulting business. Don't worry, I'm not trying to sell it to you. It's not available for 997. I'm just telling you what I've been working on, right? So you isolate the activities that drive asymmetric reward. And like Archimedes said, give me a lever big enough and I will move the world. And what that quote basically means is give me an activity or an action that provides so much value with so little input that if I just focus on that, I destroy everyone, right? And so if you're trying to start out, really what are the only two things that matter in your business, right? It's getting customers and keeping them. That's what a business is, at first principle. It's building something that's really good, which is focusing on your product and telling people about it so they buy. And if you just nail those two things, you can chuck everything out. Right, when I was building my first agency, I didn't listen to business podcasts. I checked my email maybe once every 5 days. I didn't post on any social media or do anything like that. I didn't talk to anyone. I had some team members, but I wasn't spending like hours and hours a day just randomly talking to them. I didn't do my own invoices and I didn't focus on branding. Hell, I got to 20 grand a month without a website. I got to 200K a month with Imperium without a website. You know, I didn't do anything. All I did was just build an incredible product, like a marketing service or a course that I do now, and just did a ton of outreach. My first year in business was basically 200, 300, 400 cold calls a day. That was all I did, and I'm not joking. So what you want to learn to do is isolate, make a list of everything you do in your day, and then critically isolate the activities that bring about the biggest output. And then if you just focus on those, you have leverage. Because these activities here, these have the most fuel, in essence. If you take your time, energy, and put them into asymmetric activities, you know, then you're going to have so much fuel. And it's going to really make you, it's going to make this thing get as far as successful as possible. So this is the thing I was telling you about sacrifice earlier. Sacrifice at the first level, you know, the first sort of, like, if we imagine that building a company is like trying to siege a castle, right? Well, the first sacrifice, the first thing we have to get past is like the moat, right? And so, you know, if you're trying to siege a castle here, you know, obviously around this castle, we have a moat and then we've got these castle walls, right? So if you want to siege the castle, you have to get past the moat. The moat represents your personal sacrifices, right? Like, how much can you get rid of at the expense of your short-term happiness to, you know, get in and penetrate the walls of this castle? The second thing you have to get past if you want to siege a castle is the actual walls of the castle. And this represents what you're sacrificing in your work. Because a lot of the activities you do in your work, like, ironically, the stuff that you spend the most time working on is probably the most enjoyable and least painful. Because developing a great product and doing outreach, those things kind of suck. They're kind of painful. So I guarantee right now in your work, you spend more time messing around with things that don't matter, like building logos and building your website and talking to people randomly and doing random stuff. And you're not doing what needs to actually be done. Because all of these activities, they drive such a small amount of fuel that if you try and put it into the rocket to get to the star, you're not going to go very far. And that wasn't supposed to rhyme, but who cares, right? So, yeah. That's basically the nature of sacrifice. If you learn to do it, you'll become successful. Bye.